Yo.
Hold on, hold on.
Oh, so now you got to hold on, huh?
Okay, I hear you. You hear me?
I hear you.
You talking shit, huh?
I didn't
think I had my headphones in.
No, I didn't say anything. I was actually, I was complimenting you.
Fifth Avenue, 12 o'clock.
Fifth Avenue?
Blue boxing. Bring your boxing gloves.
Sorry, bro.
Bring the ring.
Sorry, I don't know where that is. I don't know where that is, honestly, to be honest with you, you know?
You don't know where what is? The boxing gloves? Or Fifth Avenue?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a funny guy, huh? Turn around.
Oh, okay. I'm turned around now. And?
You see me?
Yeah.
You see me standing there?
Yeah.
There you go. How you like that?
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of you. Yeah. Stop it.
Well, I ain't got nothing to say about that. You know what I mean? First of all, let me make sure my mic is not fucked up. Because I got two mics.
Okay.
Plugged in. How my audio sounding?
You're sounding, you sound loud as shit. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, like I'm yelling at you.
I feel like, you know, all the threats you were just making to my life, I felt those.
Okay. Hold on one second. Okay. I did the quick test.
Okay.
I did the quick test. We're looking good.
Excellent.
Man, what a pre-show.
I know, right? We're always doing something a little spicy to keep the folks at home. You know, this is our hook, you know? You remember in English class when the English teacher was always like, what's your hook? And I'd be like, bro, shut the hell up, bro. Just read my paper. I don't need a hook.
I'm like, I don't even play Roadhog, bro.
Exactly. What the hell you talking about? I play Thresh, though. From League of Legends.
I play a damn D.Va.
Oh, Nuff Diss.
Exactly.
Bro, speaking of League of Legends, I know this is, you know, this is pre-show time right now. This is something I don't really want to talk about, but League of Legends mobile game came out, and I started playing a little bit. And you know, straight, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, if you just need something to do for like, you know, 15-30 minutes, it's not bad. I think that Riot Games, they kind of put their thing together to make to translate that MOBA experience to mobile. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. So shout out Riot Games.
Mobile. Okay.
Actually, don't shout out Riot Games. I know y'all be having too many sexual assault allegations.
Just about to say they be doing. I don't know about the sexual assault. Do they have sexual assault? They definitely had harassment.
That might be what I'm talking about.
Harassment.
You know.
So they out of pocket. You know. I don't know. That was. I think that was 2 years ago. Maybe it was a year ago. Hopefully they've cleaned up their act a little bit. Hopefully.
I don't think they did.
It's a pandemic. Oh, okay. All right. Well.
But shout out to League of Legends. That's what I'm going
to. Shout out to League of Legends. I will say, you know, the people who are not harassing down there, masterclass at their craft. Right?
Yeah.
Very, very polished services they put out. But none of that matters if you're being a little dickhead.
Exactly.
You hear me?
But I don't want to talk about League of Legends no more. I'm going to be honest with you. The game's toxic.
Oh. Okay. Well, in that case, let's just talk about the show then.
Yeah.
Let's get ready.
Yeah.
Let's try to jump into it. Let's do the quick sync up. I'll play the beat and we'll get started. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right. One, two, three. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to episode 145 of the Player Podcast. Before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to the both old and new additions to our crew tuning in to listen to us do what we do. And what's that, Arson?
Talk about video games.
Talk about video games. Every Thursday of every week, we gather around the virtual water cooler to discuss video games and the culture surrounding them. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the clock that's right twice a day, Arson Lakpa.
Hey, guys, you know... You know, the implication here is that I'm stuck, you know, I'm stuck in my ways, but I really don't want you guys to look down on me for that. I'm just having a hard time with, you know, getting my gears fixed. Currently I have a broken gear, and what I need from you guys, that credit card number and those three wacky digits on the back, you know, that would really, that would really, and the expiration date, that would really help me out. So if you want me to be right 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Go ahead and slide me that information, and I don't have to be stuck twice a day, you know, or stuck being correct only twice a day. You feel me?
Right, right, yeah. Damn, not those wacky digits. I got a bone to pick. All right,
okay, pick
I got
it.
A problem with you, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cause you fucked something up, bro.
Ooh, what are you
fucked up?
What do you mean?
Maybe fucked up ain't the right word.
What do you mean?
Well, why the fuck are people DMing me talking about Balaga Dude?
I have no idea. Explain. What are you talking about?
You gotta be behind this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
After two people in a row, first Brink did it. And I was like, first I thought it was on the Player Pod account. And I was like, oh, that's weird. He messaged us Balaga. Then I realized it was on my personal account.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, wait. He messaged me personally to say Balaga Dude? That shit don't make no damn sense.
Damn.
And son. Then we had our boy Trenton.
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 Wait, Trenton Quarantino? Yeah.
Trenton Quarantino.
That's young. That's Omari.
Yeah, little R's brother.
Yeah.
Or I guess Big R's brother. Is he the little brother?
He is the younger brother, yeah.
Okay, so he's R's little brother.
Yes.
Regardless, this motherfucker over here in my DMs. What's going on, bro? All
right, you want me to spill the beans?
Spill the damn beans. All right. Spill them goddamn bush beans.
I'll spill the bush beans. You know, last week, you may not have realized, but the date of the episode came out just so happened to be April Fool's. You feel me? So then, you know, I took the liberty on my end. After you sent me your audio, I pulled up Audacity, right? And right in the beginning, I left a little message to the folks at home. I said, hey guys,
go ahead and
send our boy the Hoop Man a little Balaga Dude message, and he'll just absolutely love it. So that's why if you're getting Balaga Dudes, hopefully you get them for the rest of your life. You know, as we grow our fan base, people will continue to listen to our entire discography, and hopefully you get more Balaga Dudes, man.
Wow.
I spelled it out and everything, bro.
What a clever bit, because I sure as hell,
hell yeah,
was confused as shit. I was like, because I brought it up to you right after it happened,
right?
Like a day after it happened, I was like, why did Brink send us Balaga Dude,
bro?
Like, man, that's crazy.
I was cracking up.
I was like, why is this man not having more of a reaction?
Holy
like, this
shit.
Is crazy. Why did he say, and I was like, do we have a contest? Where they said, where we said, messages Balaga Dude to win something. I was like, dang, what were we giving away? I literally couldn't figure it out. And I was like, oh, this man gotta be fucking it.
I hold you. Dang, I really said, what the hell is my man Brink on? And that was it. I ended it.
I was like, I don't know what he's on. And I just, you know, kept
him moving. You know, I would have, you know, I wanted to keep the bit going a bit longer, but I figure, you know, you're confronting me about it now. I might as well come clean. There's no use in lying
might as well do it on
to
the
folks at home.
Live.
Exactly, exactly. Wow.
Wow. What a time to be alive.
I know,
speaking
right?
of time to be alive, bro, what you been doing while you're alive?
Sheesh. So, you know, last week we had a little Easter celebration. Went over to the old fiance's parents' house, ate some good grub. We had some ham, potato salad, sweet potato souffle, you know, all the good stuff, all the good southern stuff that a nice southern boy like myself would chow down on. So we had a good time with that. Played with their dogs a little bit, got a little golden retriever, a little German shepherd. I say little, these boys are massive, bro. Like, you don't want to run into these boys on the street, I'll tell you that much. That's how big they are.
Okay.
So, but you know, we're all homies, you know, they accept me like a brother. And we just be having a good old time.
The dogs
do, yeah.
That's crazy.
So they treat me like a dog. The dogs treat me like a dog, which is honestly like that's the highest level of compliment in the dog world. You know, they be trying to, you know, play with me, and I'm like, bro, I'm not a dog. I try to speak back, you know, woof woof, bow 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 wow bow wow, but I think it gets a little lost in translation. I haven't brushed up on my dog recently, so.
Fair
enough. Gets a little lost, but other than that, what else? I guess, wait a minute. When was Easter? 2 days ago from when we were recording. Prior to that, still just vibing. You know, I think that is the mainstay of my weeks. I try to keep my vibe levels at a constant, like, you know, What's a good comparison? I try to keep it high, you know, at all times.
High vibes.
High vibes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If the vibes are dipping, that's when you got to be worried about me. You know, I'll let the people at home know if my vibes are dipping. Mm-hmm. But so far, mm-hmm. I don't think I have reason for vibe dipping. So I'm living life, eating good food, wilding out. Ooh, that reminds me. Eating good food, eating too much good food. Your boys' weight plan is, you know, we bouncing back a little bit. You know, we definitely are still, obviously, you know, I haven't, like, you know, fully rebounded, yeah. like, all the way. Yeah. But, you know, we're making negative progress that we're trying to make. But, you know, we are on the road to recovery. We're locking in, bro. This is like, you know, the 1v4. Or the 1v3 in Apex or some shit like that, you know. I'm trying to 1v3 all these pounds off my body, bro. That's what I'm trying to get going. You know, we got it related to video games. This is a video game podcast, you feel me?
Player, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, that's my week, man. What's been going on with you?
So just some updates from last week. One, I was talking about how I hold myself with the internet. My speeds are looking slow as shit.
Yep.
We got that fixed up. I got my router, got a brand new router dropped. 200 plus on this joint. We weren't playing around. I needed to get max gig speeds. Couldn't be looking like no goddamn clown any longer.
Right.
And plus, I'm like, you know, it'll be a good investment. It'll last me forever. Or, you know, as long as a gig is the max speed I could possibly get, it's going to last me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, no, I don't feel bad about the investment. So got that situated. And download speeds are blazing, bro. We played Knockout Town. Knockout City. And let me tell you, it took me damn near 2 minutes to download the game, install it, and get into it.
That's what I like to hear.
And playing. So it's snappy. What else we got going on?
Because, wait, you do everything on Wi-Fi, right? You know, no Ethernet, really, throughout your apartment?
My consoles are plugged up. So,
okay, got you.
Yeah, like all my TV shit is plugged up, but then like my desktop over here is so far away from like the router that it's Wi-Fi, laptop, all that stuff.
So were you getting getting lower speeds through your Ethernet, like without having the base model router or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I think so.
Okay.
Like, I don't think it was giving me a full gig for sure.
Got you.
Now, like, I think it was still pretty fast. Like, I was still probably getting, I don't know, 400, 500 down on the old router. But I don't think the old router supported a gig, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm not 100% sure on the routing, on the wired connections. But definitely on the Wi-Fi, it was ass cheeks.
Got you.
Ass cheeks McGee.
Got you.
But, yeah. Teeth situation. I had cavities filled. We both did. Then my teeth was hella fucked up. The side where they filled the cavity, you know, was hella painful. I could literally only eat on the left side of my mouth just because it was just hurting to chew stuff.
Wow.
To eat stuff. So it was a fucking struggle to the point where I was like, yeah, nah, we got to get this situated. Caught up the dentist on Sunday. They were like, bet, we got your ass. Get your ass in here tomorrow at 7 a.m.
Damn.
I woke my ass up, got to the dentist, and it really felt like I went in there, and I was like, oh, no, they hold me. They hold me. Because, like, I went in there. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is exactly what's happening. This is the problem, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, okay. Busy. Yeah, it should be good. And I was like,
what?
Well, I'm like, they, like, shaved down the tooth, the little filling or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it took, like, my appointment was at 7. My ass was out there at 7:15. So I was like, wait a second. And like during that entire process, like at no point did I feel the pain really that I like felt without eat. So I'm like, damn, y'all ain't even figure out the issue. Like how y'all know this fixed it?
What the heck?
He shaved down the tooth and he was like, this should fix it. If it doesn't, yeah, you can come back to us at your next appointment. In like 2 weeks, I'm like, oh no, if this ain't fixed, bro, I can't wait 2 weeks. But yeah, he did a little buzz, shaved it down, sent me home. I was in and out in like, you know, 10, 15 minutes. So far, we're okay.
Okay.
So far, I'm back to somewhat normal. I am still a little hesitant to go back to my normal chewing patterns just because I've been chewing on the damn left side of my mouth.
Yeah, it's habit
so
now.
At this point, yeah, it is habit, but so far, It hasn't been that bad. I feel like it's still not fully fixed, but it's definitely not nearly as bad as it was before this morning. So shout out to that.
Nice. I'm glad to hear it.
Other than that, Amanda made some crazy ass cookies.
Oh, baby.
I don't know if you know about Loft House cookies, but Loft House cookies are those damn sugar cookies at the store.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're like cakey-ass sugar cookies with the icing on them. Yeah. I hate them hoes. I really do. Them shits are not good to me. The cookie just tastes weird.
Uh-huh.
But Amanda found this recipe where they're like, yeah, we enhanced this, and it's just like completely different. It's way better. And she made them. And I was skeptical. I was like, I don't even know if I want you to make these shits, because neither of us, wow, my voice is going through all sorts of swings. Neither of us like that type of cookie, so I'm like, dang, I really don't want you to waste this effort.
What made her decide to do it then?
Just because people were saying how good it was.
They were hyping it, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So she was like, dang, I don't like them either, but these might be changed my mind. So she made them. These shits bang.
Mm.
Banging on my chest, King Kong level of cleanness. The base cookie, the little cakey cookie, tasted great, and it didn't taste like artificial bullshit, dog shit, like the ones at the store. And the icing was next level. I don't know how she made that icing. I don't know what the deal was, but it was a strawberry icing. And it truly did, I would say, change my life for the better. So, I'm editing this episode this week, so I'll put the recipe in the description.
Yes, sir. Everybody.
Go ahead and give it a try. And that's basic. I mean, I want to call out It Takes Two. I've been playing that, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I know we don't really talk about what we've been playing that much in the regular episodes anymore, but It Takes Two, I mean, it's on track to be game of the year for me. Like,
without a doubt. Yeah.
Like, I'm telling everybody at home, y'all need to find somebody to play this shit with. This game is crazy, bro. The polish, the level of just, you know, the way they switch it up on you so much. Like, Joseph Ferris was like, yo, if you're not surprised by this game, I'll give you $1,000. I know this man is crazy, but now I fully understand why he said this. There ain't no way you play this game from start to finish and you say, oh, yeah, yeah, bet. I knew this was going to...
It was just a basic game. Like, yeah, no, you would never say that.
Yeah. No way, bro. You are capping 100% if you say... Unless you developed a damn game.
Probably, yeah, yeah.
Ain't no way, bro. Ain't no way. This game is one of... probably the best co-op game of all time, as far as I'm concerned.
I can see that.
I mean, you know, there's Portal 2, but even Portal 2...
Yeah, this blows Portal 2 out, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah, and I think Portal 2 is regarded as like one of the best co-op games of all time. So, I mean, go play this shit. I can't recommend it enough.
You remember, like, I feel like you saw them as well, but like trailers from this game. Gameplay, full-on gameplay trailers where I'm like, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen, you know, we're seeing this area. We're seeing some of the gameplay here. When I got to those parts in the game, I still felt like, it still felt brand new. It was like, for a split second, I was like, oh, I think I've seen this. But then after that, you just get completely blown out of the water. You're just like, what the heck? What's going on? What are we doing here? And at the end of each level, you're like, damn, that was a great-ass level. So you got to play it.
Yeah,
get your mama, your brother, friend. It don't matter who. Anybody.
100%. Yeah, it's not only the levels, the different levels that are surprising, but within each level, I'd say there's probably like 3, 4, 5 surprises per level, if not even more. And up to this point, I think, you know, and I don't know how many hours we put in, but we're like, I feel like I've been playing for a decent bit.
Yeah.
Almost every time they let me take control of the character coming back from a cutscene, I'm like, no way. Oh, this is what we're doing. Almost every single time, no cap. So, I'm sure we probably won't do a full episode on this when we beat it, but I think we definitely will give our final thoughts. And I mean, unless they drop the ball now, like this shit is top tier.
Facts.
Let's get to our topic of the show, my guy. Our topic of the show, E3.
Yeah.
They are coming back. Woo. They said, we saw y'all sorry assholes last year. We saw that there were events spanning over the course of like 4 fucking months. We came here to rein this shit in. Now, granted, E3 itself, not even, I mean, E3 itself wasn't even hyped these past years. Even when they did the in-person events, I feel like they've been losing a little bit of pizzazz. But guess what? We're still in COVID, baby. We're still doing things online. We don't care about this in-person bullshit. I just hope that they throw a rein on these things, get the announcements in order, just so we're just not awaiting, having these slow drip drop announcements like we were having last year. Of course, last year was, you know, different because it was the very beginning of COVID. We were launching next-gen consoles. Some games weren't ready. A lot of teams couldn't even work because of COVID, all that stuff. So I get it. But I'm hoping things get a little more organized, man. So I guess I want to start this conversation off by saying, are we even hyped? Are we hyped about E3? Are we hyped about announcements this year? A lot of things are delayed. Like, we already know, like, a lot of things aren't coming this year.
Right.
So what are our levels going into this summer compared to previous summers?
I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, hype levels, mid. Maybe mid to low. You know, I just think right off the bat, them announcing E3 coming back, you know, where it's, you know, all virtual event or whatever, I'm like, okay, that's cool. But the fact that we've already had so many virtual events, like in the past year and a half or so, where I'm like, okay, I'm used to it by now. I just, tell me what games are, you know, coming out. I'm not gonna increase my hype levels for E3 for any type of reason. You know, I just think that, okay, sure, we may get more information than we would in any one group's event. And also the fact, I guess, that it's all, like, you know, all these companies coming together and compiling their information into this one weekend. Sure, yeah, I guess that's good and all. But I'm not really getting my hopes up for anything at the end of the day. I'm just going to be excited to see some game news, maybe an announcement or two here and there. But in all honesty, as long as I'm getting some type of, like, you know, game updates on games that I'm excited for, that's all I need, you know, nothing else. So hype levels, mid for me.
Okay, I'd agree with you for different reasons. Mm-hmm. I'd say I'm hyped because of the possibility of finally getting something meaty, right?
Okay.
Because last year, like I said, you know, COVID, all these things. Next-gen consoles, there were so many reasons not to unload the clip last summer, right? Because it was a lot of, hey, look, like, we will show you this, but then, you know, we're going to show you more in a couple months closer to the launch of the consoles. We're going to show you more, like, once our teams,
right,
like, get situated, all this stuff. There was too much of that, and every single company did that. Not just Xbox, not just PlayStation. And honestly, I feel like PlayStation was the only company that really delivered on their, like, presentations and stuff last year. But every other company was pretty much like, hey, look, you know, we're gonna drop feed you a little stuff. Like, we know stuff is gonna come on the next gen consoles. We know we can't really make progress on our projects right now, so we have to drip feed you, like, whatever we have in reserve right now, which was hella lame to me. Like, having it stretch across 3 months and just, like, keep getting teased and teased over the course of those months and trying to build hype for those consoles was just, like, hella annoying. And I, like, you know, I don't mind that we split up the events and stuff last year, but having them so spread out was, in my opinion, just trash, especially when certain publishers or companies, you know, got their own day of spotlight and their own press events, and they ended up just, you know, falling flat.
Got you.
I'm excited this year because now that we're attaching names to E3, Sony is not attached to it, but, you know, Ubisoft, Xbox, all these other publishers and companies are attached to it. I'm hoping that they bring announcements that they say, okay, these are E3 caliber announcements, right? Xbox can't come in here and be like, hey, look, this is our Xbox summer showcase like they did last year, where they're like, yeah, all these third-party games are the only thing we're showing, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like, they can't do that.
They got to bring the big guns.
Branded. They gotta bring, if you're doing something for E3, regardless of the of what E3 means this year or whatever, it means something to present stuff at E3, which is why when I see names like Nintendo, Xbox, Ubisoft, I'm thinking they have to all have something semi-killer, like, you know, loaded up. So that's my hope, right? My hope is that we get some cool, unexpected announcements this year. You know, E3 itself, I don't really care for. The event itself doesn't really hype me. Just the fact that we might get better presentation of like a company's plans for the next year, this time, including Nintendo. A lot of these companies, like even Microsoft, Nintendo, Ubisoft, all these companies, we don't really have a good picture of what's going on, to be honest. Like,
right.
What AAA games do we know are coming out? You know, like we don't know about Assassin's Creed. We don't know about Call of Duty. We don't even know about we know Madden and shit is coming out. We don't know anything about that stuff. We don't know any Nintendo games really that are coming out besides tennis or golf.
Right.
There's literally nothing. Right. So my hope is that, like, hey, we're just, you know, we're loading up the bazooka, getting ready for E3.
Ready to pop off.
Finally pop off in the traditional sense, which we haven't had in roughly 2 years at this point. So I'm very mid right now because I don't think all my expectations are going to be met. But
right.
I'm hoping that we'll get, you know, a couple companies showing out, especially the Microsoft Bethesda combo. I'm hoping we see some good stuff from that this year.
That's honestly the worst part of growing up, in my opinion, is, you know, learning to temper your expectations. You know, really really reel the reins in. You know, back when I was a young little high schooler, you know, so ambitious. Even when I was a young college kid, ambitious about, wow, I can't, E3's coming, I can't wait till we get we're gonna get Titanfall 3, we're gonna get Beautiful Joe 3, you know, all types of just
three,
like,
on that hoe.
We getting three of everything. Portal 3, you know, but then now, or even just like finding out new information on, you know, your favorite game or whatever that, you know, says this is supposed to be coming out, but, you know, it may not be the case. You know, you just have to really, you know, be calm. Don't get your panties in a bunch and just keep it moving, bro. Just be grateful and be excited for what you get. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, I really think we're in, I don't know, my voice just flew up right there, but I really feel like we're in a new age of gaming, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like the age of, you know, we're just going to build and build and build hype for this series, and like the company's going to play into it, and we're just going to be teased along for years and years and years waiting for this epic drop, like Kingdom Hearts 3, Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, Lord.
Anthem, Halo Infinite. Like, all of those games, were, like, we knew about them years in advance, and the company is always teasing really small little things, concept art, trailers, teasers, all that stuff. I think that shit's over with. Like, I think the new wave is, like, hey, look, we got something we think you're really going to like. Like, we've been working, like, on this a long time, and it's coming out within the next 2 years.
Yep.
Final Fantasy VII Remake type shit.
Yeah.
Ghost of Tsushima just coming out of nowhere and just killing it. Like, I feel like I'm hoping that the new age of gaming is like, hey, look, you didn't know jack shit about this. You didn't know this was coming out. Or even if you didn't know this was coming out, you don't really know anything about it. You have no reason to be hyped. But guess what? We're going to show you why to get hyped right now, and you're going to get this within the next year, within the next 2 years. I hope that's what we start seeing at E3, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my second question here was, like, what type of announcement could possibly get us hyped? And for me, the only thing that's going to get me hyped this year is the unexpected, the unknown, like, I don't think that if I finally see Elden Ring at E3, I'm going to lose my mind.
Right, yeah.
Unless it truly is something masterclass and different and unexpected. Like, I don't really care about franchises and titles that I know about right now, unless they're doing something different, unless they're mm-hmm. switching things up, like the God of Wars and stuff. Like, so that's going to be what gets me hyped. Like, not any trailers on stuff we've already seen already. Like, these announcements that are 2 years out, 3 years out, I don't give a damn about any of that stuff. The CGI trailers, like Microsoft did last year, thing to the Xbox One. I think we're done with that shit. We need to see some proof in the pudding. Doesn't have to be gameplay, but maybe an explanation, mm-hmm. maybe a clear picture of what the game's gonna look like. Kind of like they did with Ratchet and Clank when they first announced that last year.
Yeah.
So and then the rise of the indies. I want to see, you know, people embrace indie games and indie titles more and really pick out the diamonds in the rough for us.
Put some respect on them.
Showcase those. Yeah. What about you? Like, what would get you hyped? Like, you know, we know what's going to be mm-hmm. delayed right now. We have a good picture of like some of the indies that are coming out.
But right.
On a AAA scale, we don't really know what the year is going to look like. What can they announce at E3? Or what type of announcement at E3 will get you hyped up?
Yeah, so on the like broad scale, what I'm thinking, what will really, you know, just really make me go crazy, just any type of release date, bro. Like, just give me a Fair. Solid release date, one that, you know, if it's coming, depending, and then I think this is a very conditional statement here because I think it depends on the company. Like, you know, if it's something coming from maybe like a smaller indie type studio, I can probably put a little bit more trust in it than if it was like, I don't know, like some EA game or something. But mm-hmm. if you give me a release date, then I'm going to start, you know, then I'm really going to start getting excited for that game. So the ones that are coming to mind, you know, obviously you got your Hollow Knight Silksong. And then in addition to that, Cuphead DLC, bro. Like, if you just tell me Cuphead, the Delicious Last Course or whatever, is coming out November 15th, 2021. Hell, even say November 15th, 2022. I don't care, bro. But if you can give me like a hard date on that, you're gonna get me excited. And that's something that I think I would like to see a lot of at E3. That's at least like, I think that's like my highest expectation. And I'm not gonna get too excited about it until I, you know, start seeing some dates come out. In addition to that, I guess you kind of touched on like remake style games. So in the same vein as your God of War. Something that changes something up, something that's really shaking up the way that we think about either a game series or games in general. Like, hell, give me Sly Cooper, but now it's, you know, 50 years later, and it's like, you know, Logan, the movie or some shit like that. You know, just make something crazy. Right? I just want to see some, like, crazy games, like, pop off. And if you're going to make a remake, really get creative with it. I think that God of War was really creative in the way that they redid the entire way that the game plays. You know, they took the same story, you know, you took your same character and you had all his inspirations from his previous games, but you know, they did the damn thing. You feel me? So those are two big things I think I'd be looking forward to at E3 2021.
So let me ask you this then. Mm-hmm. Out of like the realistic possible remakes, like I'm not talking about Tiger Tasmanian Tiger remake,
right?
Like, what remake would you most like to see?
I'm gonna go and say Jak and Daxter. Like, that's my first mm-hmm. one. I think that, I guess I'm, you know, only thinking in the Sony frame of mind right now. I may, you know, switch it over to some other companies as well, but I just think that Jak and Daxter, I don't know, it was a game that I feel like I missed out on as a child, and I would like to see it, you know, kind of resurface, because I know a lot of people did enjoy the game series, and I think that they have enough that they could, or there's enough to the world, I think, that they could just reboot it or remake it. They could give it the same Ratchet and Clank series where you just tell the story again in a different way. That's probably number one. You know, my personal favorite, bro. Beautiful Joe. This is that's like the one that I'm just going to keep talking about. Okay. I'm going to keep caping for it. I know it's never going to happen, so you don't have to tell me. If you're in the comments talking about, Beautiful Joe is never going to get remade. It's never going to happen. Shut up. I know, okay? But I'm just going to keep talking about it because maybe one day we'll have, you know, Google freaking voice recognition is going to pick up Beautiful Joe. It's going to start getting some buzz hyping around the, you know, it's going to start advertising Beautiful Joe articles to people. We're going to get the buzz hype for Beautiful Joe. And then we're going to, you know, get a remake one day. Capcom's going to see that people love that game and they want another one, even though I don't think Capcom. Does Capcom own it? I don't know.
It was like Platinum.
I think it was Platinum, but then I think Platinum, like, lost the rights technically to Capcom. There's some technicality there, and I'm pretty sure that might be part of the reason why we don't have another one, but that would be nice. You know, that's a little icing on the cake for me. But yeah, I might have another one. I want to hear from you, though, while I'm thinking on some other remake games.
Clover Studio.
Clover Studio?
I'm looking up Beautiful Joe. Talking about Clover Studio as the developer, but I thought it was Platinum Games.
I could have sworn it was Platinum Games as well.
Anyways, the one remake that I'm looking forward to, I'm most really interested in having some like new, unique experiences right now, so completely new games. I think Project Athia looks cool. It Takes Two was, you know, an amazing breath of fresh air, really doing things just like it Hades, like really taking genres that we don't necessarily, you know, get a lot of games for nowadays, and taking that to 10, making the best possible product possible, and then releasing that game and getting people excited about a genre they don't typically get to play. So that's what I'm usually looking for right now. But if we're talking remakes, there's one remake that I'm still looking forward to, which I think is definitely on the way, and that's Resident Evil 4.
Ooh.
Resident Evil 4 remake.
Okay.
I never played this game on GameCube. I hear hype about it all the fucking time. People say it's the best Resident Evil game, and I've seen gameplay of it, and it looks super clean. Am I going to get Resident Evil 7? For Lee Dimitrescu or whatever her name is.
You mean 8? Resident Evil 8.
Resident Evil Village.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8, I guess. Am I going to get that? Probably not. But you never know. But Resident Evil 4 is one that I will definitely pick up. You know, alongside Resident Evil 2, which I have fun with. More fun with than I expected to have. Resident Evil 4 is the one where I'm like, let's go, let's reboot this, let's have a good time with this one. I'm ready.
I feel that. I feel you.
So, to kind of close this discussion out, let's go back to our typical prediction 1v1.
Yes.
Let's just shoot off a couple predictions about what you think will happen or will be announced or whatever at E3. Rules are simple. You get 4 predictions. Each prediction is 1 point, let's say. Whoever wins. This is kind of off the cuff. I don't know if this is pizza party worthy. Maybe I'll fund you a bubble tea. I'll fund you some sweet.
We back on the sweet hut bet?
My bubble tea.
Okay. We're back on the sweet. I like to see it. Okay. I'm going to start off with a... this might be a bit of low-hanging fruit. Tell me if it's too low, but I'm thinking we're going to get some new Switch announcement related to that Switch Pro. Just because I've been seeing, you know, lots of buzz in the news recently. You know, we got, you know, patents, updates, all sorts of new information regarding Switch Pro. So I'm thinking it's, E3 might be the time to at least announce the existence of it. Maybe not a release date, but existence for sure.
Okay. So I'll allow that just because I don't think it's going to happen. Actually,
okay. All right.
I feel like the Switch Pro, you would expect Nintendo to
announce it. Oh, you're right.
Nintendo,
you're right. My
stay
bad.
Home, people.
Shit.
So you know they're going to announce it January of next year, right? And they'll be like, yeah, it's coming out, you know, in 2 months or some dumb shit like that. You know, Nintendo be really booing on that. So at this particular E3, they'll probably have, you know, 40 minutes talking about some damn Smash character that ends up being a damn grape or some shit.
Yeah.
That you can play as. But
Oh, nah.
Probably no probably no Switch Pro. So, all right, I'll allow it. You know, I feel like it's a maybe a 50-50 chance on that one. This one is my prediction. It's a two-part prediction, and this one's also kind of low-hanging, but I'm going to you know, add a lot of detail, and it all needs to be right.
Okay.
So Xbox is coming back swinging, showing Halo Infinite
okay.
the second time. Halo Infinite Round 2, we're getting gameplay.
Yes.
We're going to see multiplayer, and we're going to get to see the story mode revamped in some way.
Okay.
And the multiplayer beta will be launching like a month from whatever the announcement is. So it's happening in June. They're going to be like, multiplayer beta is ready either today or within a month. We're seeing all of that. And it's going to be sick. Add that too. It okay. can't look like trash.
Okay. All right. All right.
I think I'm not 100% sure on this because, I mean, granted, this shit should have came out last November.
Right.
And we are, what, 8 months, 7 months past that at this point.
Right.
So the game should be 100% ready to go, ready to be played, ready to launch today, you would think. But I still don't know, man. I've been kind of following the Halo updates, and they're very passive about it, probably because they don't want to run into the same issue as last time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how much they remade, and I don't know what their timeline looks like. But I'm going to say by the time E3 rolls around, it's going to be completely ready, completely polished for the most part, and they're going to do a big blowout to redeem themselves on that.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I feel like I can agree with that 100%. I'm actually rooting for you for this one. I want to see Halo get a dub this summer, and hopefully, you know, by the end of the year at least. Okay. My second prediction. Ooh. I feel like I tackled this, you know, I was looking at games. Actually, you know, I guess I will go the game route. I mentioned it earlier, bro. Give me Cuphead. We're getting Cuphead release date. That is what we're going to get at this E3 2021 Microsoft conference.
I mean, I fucking hope so. Like, we're what, like 3 years overdue at this point?
Just about, yeah. Unless, ooh, okay. What if they, I hope I'm not going to, you know, they don't hit us with the, yeah, we're going the Hollow Knight route. This is just Cuphead 2 now. So give us another 3 years or some shit like that.
No, there's no way.
I mean,
they announced this so recently ago, like Christmas or whatever, that I'm like, if they were going to do that, like, I feel like they would have said it by now.
That's true. That is true.
Okay. I think we're getting the new Assassin's Creed game.
Okay.
I think we're getting brand new Oh, wait. No, shit. So we just have Valhalla. So I guess it's... The theory is it can't be completely brand new. Will we get a brand new setting? There's no way.
Huh. You thinking, like, they might like a Assassin's Creed 2, like, you know, the Brotherhood type shit where we get same, like, character, same world?
Not exactly, but we had Assassin's Creed Origins, which was Egypt.
Right.
And then we had Odyssey, which was, like, based on the same engine, but it was, what,
it was Greece or something? Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we're going to get a new Assassin's Creed game. And what is the time period? You know, let's just fucking... I mean, is it Japan? Like, is it finally time to get Assassin's Creed with a fucking ninja? I feel like that would be announced next year.
I could see it next year, yeah.
Okay, I'll take off that. I'll take off that that prediction because I'm not confident about it.
Okay.
So Breath of the Wild 2 is getting announced.
Okay.
You know, I think
okay.
it's getting announced alongside the Switch 2 or the Switch 4K.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? They're going to be bold. They're going to show Breath of the Wild 2 and they're going to say more at a later date.
I could see that
later
for
date
sure.
will be the Switch 2 announcement. Breath of the Wild 2.
Yeah.
They're going to show some beefy shit.
Okay. Damn. Now you're getting me excited, bro. I literally said I didn't want to get excited. I want to keep my expectations low. But now I'm just thinking about what can be, what could be. And I'm starting to lose my cool a little bit. Now,
if anybody's going to disappoint you, it is Nintendo.
It will be Nintendo. That's true.
Get that ready.
Okay, so I'm going to take Nintendo out of my brain right now. Who else is, I'm looking at the list of who's all is coming. We got Nintendo. We got Microsoft, Capcom, Konami, Ubisoft, Take-Two Interactive. I don't exactly remember what they do. Warner Brothers. Okay.
Take-Two.
Well,
do they make?
I forget what game. Oh, they do. GTA, Bioshock.
No, that's 2K.
Oh, Take-Two owns Rockstar and 2K.
Okay.
I'm about to do a half court shot right here.
Okay.
It's gonna be you might already know what I'm about to say. Give me GTA 6. All right, we're gonna do two. It could be time, or GTA 5 on another new obscure on the Switch or some dumb bullshit like that.
Is it not already on?
I don't think it is.
Is it not already on the Switch? I thought it was on everything.
Let me see. Before I
guess not. Guess not.
Okay, yeah, no, it's not on the Switch, but okay, that'll be they're like, you know, parallels because they're both dumbass predictions, and I think that they both count. I think they both count as one, in my opinion.
Okay, okay. I mean, if the Switch 2 gets announced, I feel like it will finally be able. Or I keep calling the Switch 2, but
Switch Pro,
the 4K Switch gets announced. This is the interesting thing, though, right?
Right.
If the Switch Pro gets announced, mm-hmm. is it a complete new model, or do all games that run on the Pro also have to run on the regular Switch in some capacity?
Because
that'll be a big difference.
It might be, because Nintendo's done it before. You know, you got like the, you know, how they had their Nintendo DS iterations. You had your Nintendo DS, the DSi, which was, I think, was just the fact that it had a camera. Then they bumped it to the 3DS, where 3DS was a bit more powerful, I think. And it had, it had exclusives and had the dumb like 3D gimmick or whatever. But, you know, those 3DS games were for 3DS. You could not play them on your Nintendo DS. So I'm thinking they could go that route again. You know, maybe we skip over the DSi iteration, but we go for, you know, switch to 3D Switch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we move to that level. Yeah. So I think that we won't have like that backwards compatibility. What am I trying to say? You know what I'm trying to say.
That is what
it would have the backwards compatibility, but you wouldn't be able to play your Switch Pro games on Switch. I could definitely see that.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like they probably just won't do that because I think this past year was their best year ever.
That's true.
Of like Animal Crossing and the pandemic and everything. So I doubt they're going to announce like right off their best year, they're going to say, hey, look, we got a new Switch
you
model.
Have to
everybody
get the
needs
Switch,
to buy it, and you can only play Breath of the Wild 2 there. That actually, now that I'm thinking about it, doesn't really make a ton of sense. But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they tackle this.
Yeah.
I would not put it past Nintendo to just have it run like shit on the base level Switch and
like Apex.
And just be like, hey, exactly. They let Apex drop on there and don't let anything drop. But I mean, their games are typically really polished too. Anyways, and I feel like I don't know. We'll see. I guess what's another one of my predictions? So I think we're gonna get an insane Game Pass deal.
They're gonna
lock up with some other publisher. They're gonna do something like there's gonna be something at E3 tied to Game Pass where we're like, no fucking way. No fucking way they've done this. It's not gonna be a single game.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is a single game, like, it has to blow our minds. It has to be like GTA 6 day and date on the damn Game Pass.
Ooh.
We're gonna get something insane for Game Pass at E3. Whether it's like 50 new titles or, you know, a huge AAA title day and date or something. I'm expecting it 100%.
Okay. Okay. See, you got me. Now you got the wheels in my brain thinking. I'm trying to think what could. I'm also wanting to think in the Game Pass, field of thinking. I'm going to kind of maybe, I guess, piggyback off of yours, throw another Hail Mary. Because, you know, when I make my predictions, I like to wild out. I don't like to.
Absolutely.
I don't like to take it too seriously because, you know, I feel like I don't know shit. But I'm going to go ahead and say Xbox Game Pass, we're pairing up. They're getting a little collaboration with Devolver Digital. And we're getting Devolver's entire discography and maybe all their games for like the next like 1 or 2 years. Day of release. They're dropping, bro.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's no
Yeah.
You're right. That would be.
That's the big one right there.
Fucking bananas.
It would blow everyone's mind. I'm trying to think, like, what all does Devolver have? You know, I mean, they have like just Hotline and a lot of good stuff.
Hold on, let me, and I just saw a tweet. Let me see if I can find it. Keep talking.
Okay.
And talking about your prediction while I'm looking for this.
Yeah, so Devolver has 86 games right now. You know, I think obviously throughout various developers, you know, since Devolver is the publisher. But these are all games that I could definitely imagine being very, very successful on Game Pass. For, I mean, for example, we already have Carrion is on Game Pass. I think I want to say at least Hotline Miami 1 is on Game Pass, maybe, or it was. Enter the Gungeon's on Game Pass. They probably go through and add Exit the Gungeon. There's just so many. Is Katana Zero on Game Pass? I think.
I don't know. I think at some point it was. I don't know if it still is.
I think that game.
Jonathan just played it.
Jonathan did just play Game Pass. It is on Game Pass. There's just so many games on Game Pass right now that are Devolver games. I think why not just go. Like balls deep all the way. Let's make Devolver Digital a Game Pass, like, you know, adjacent, basically.
Okay. That'd be clean. Seems very like a very expensive deal, but Microsoft got the bag, so we'll see.
They already got half of them. That's all I'm trying to say. I keep every page I'm looking at their games, I'm like, half of the games on this page are already there.
Okay. So the tweet I saw, Jess Corden, writer for Windows Central.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on Game and Twitter, this dude is tapped in with all the Xbox news. He recently tweeted, "Don't count out Xbox Global Publishing either. Some really interesting partnerships in the works." I don't know what this is hinting at, but it could be interesting. Microsoft might be scheming. MLB The Show acquisition they just had was pretty wild. Mm-hmm. You know, me not being a baseball fan, but just the idea of them taking a Sony published game, a game that was a PlayStation exclusive up until this year, and then not only getting it published on Xbox, but having it day and date on Game Pass.
Pretty wild.
Fucking katana to the back of the neck level brutality.
No.
From Philly S on that one. So I don't know, man. I think, you know, that would be crazy. I mean, I feel like there has to be some stuff like that in the works. I still think that for the next year, Microsoft is going to be scheming those deals while they continue to kind of ramp up their first-party games. So that'd be sick, and I definitely hope we see it. My last prediction was going to be a new Assassin's Creed, mm-hmm. but honestly, I don't fucking think that's going to happen anymore. So let's just say this is going to be a Hail Mary, but I'm going to say 12 Minutes is going to drop day and date, or the week of E3. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but that'd be fucking crazy. So, and it's going to somehow get on Game Pass.
It's not
announced on Game Pass yet for some reason. I feel like it definitely should be, but I think it's going to be on Game Pass. We'll see.
All right, okay. I'm hoping for it.
Do you have anything else?
You know, I think I might be tapped out of my predictions for now.
Okay. That's okay. Maybe we'll do a round two to build on these predictions the week before.
Week before. Sounds good.
We'll do like a week before E3 revision and amendment episode where we, you know, based off of any new news we have, we'll take a chance to edit our predictions and maybe add one or two more on top of the list.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Sounds great to me.
Perfect, man. Well, you know, I guess that's the extent of the news right now. You know, not a lot of things happening in gaming. Still a lot of great games to enjoy. Like we said, It Takes Two. I'm playing Ori and the Blind Forest now. Ori and the Will of the Wisp, whatever the second one is. Mm-hmm. And I'm having a good time. And highly recommend you guys get on Game Pass, get on whatever, like PlayStation Now, PlayStation Plus, get some games, play some games, have a good time. Disco Elysium's out on the PlayStation, check that out. But yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up here, guys. So thank you all for listening to Player Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice, rate us 5 stars on iTunes, and tell your friends about us. If you want updates about future episodes and giveaways, or you want to submit a question to the show, you can visit playerplayerpod.com, or you can follow us on social media at playerplayerpod. If you guys want to help support the show, you guys can also go to playerplayerpod.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and you guys will see a little coffee cup with our Ko-fi link, where you guys can help donate and support the show. Buy us a little snack, support the hosting costs for the year, whatever you guys can do to help. If you don't have any money to help out, you guys can always comment, rate us 5 stars, tell your friends about us, do all that good stuff, share us on Twitter, all that stuff. So whatever you can do to help, greatly appreciated. Don't forget, guys, if you guys want to join in the conversation, want to talk to us, get us questions in before the show, you guys can join the Discord at playerplayerpod.com/discord. Join in, message us, talk about whatever you want, literally whatever. Like, primarily I think 90% of the time we talk about anime on Discord. So join up, talk to us, have a good time there. Big shout out to my boy Aaron Miller, as always, for the intro music. Follow him at The Miller Child on Instagram. You can find me on social media as The Hoop Man, where the E is a 3. You can find my co-host Arsene here as Pax Arsenica on Twitter and Twitch, or Arsene Lakpa on Instagram. And until next time, guys, keep gaming.
Hell yeah.